Blog Talk Radio.
Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name, thy kingdom come, thine will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the glory, and the power, both now and forevermore. And our soul says amen and amen. We'd like to say good morning to each and every one of you. Amen. As we greet you this morning here at the Lifeway Jesus Kingdom Ministries, giving God the praise, the glory, and the honor. I'm Dr. Alfreda. Amen. Hallelujah to God's holy and God's righteous name. Amen. We want to thank God. It's been a wonderful week. Amen. We want to thank God. Amen. For a glorious 10 days. Amen. Of fasting. We want to thank God. Amen. That we are being renewed. We are being revived. And we are being strengthened in our bodies, in our minds, and in our souls. Amen. So we come to close this week. Amen. With some declarations, some confessions. Amen. As we stand on the promises of God, as we hold on to his promises, knowing that his promises are not wavering, they're not grievous, amen, and God will do, amen, what he already said he will do. His word never returns unto him void, especially when we place our faith, amen, and the activation of our faith in the promises of God's word. Amen and amen. So this is, glory be to God, what we're standing on today, and we give God the praise. Amen. So today, beloved, amen, hallelujah, we're just going to make some confessions, amen, based on God's word. You can repeat with me, amen, repeat with me, and then I'm going to say a prayer and give the benediction, amen, and we're going to close the week out, amen, confessing, decreeing, declaring, it is what God already said it is. Hallelujah. So we bless the Lord. Amen. Hallelujah. And to God be all the praise, the glory, and the honor. So Father, we thank you that the words of our mouth and the meditation of our heart are acceptable in your sight. O Lord, our strength and our redeemer. All right. So you can just repeat after me, beloved. Amen. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. I am called in Christ. And I have the calls muted. So you just repeat in your space. Amen. You can repeat it internally. It's better if you open your mouth and say something. I am called in Christ. I have redemption in Christ. I reign in life by Christ. I am alive unto God through Christ. I have eternal life through Christ. I am a joint heir with Christ. I am sanctified in Christ. My body is a member of Christ. I have victory through Christ. I triumph in Christ. I am a new creature in Christ. I am the righteousness of God in Christ. I have liberty in Christ. I am crucified with Christ. I have put on Christ. I am an heir of God through Christ. I have been blessed with spiritual blessings in heavenly places in Christ. I have been chosen in Christ before the foundation of the world, that I should be holy and without blame before him. I have obtained an inheritance in Christ. I have been quickened with Christ. I am sitting in heavenly places in Christ. I have been created in Christ unto good works. I have boldness and access in Christ. I rejoice in Christ toward the mark of the high calling of God in Christ. I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. God supplies all my needs through Christ. Christ in me is the hope of glory. I am complete in Christ. I am dead with Christ. I am risen with Christ. My life is hidden with Christ in God. Christ is my life. I have the mind of Christ. I am a partaker of Christ. I am preserved in Christ. Hallelujah. Oh, we bless be the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. Let us continue, beloved. Hallelujah. As we decree and we declare the breaking of curses and the casting out of generational spirits, we are exercising our dominion. Glory be to God. We are decreeing those things that only come by prayer and fasting. I am redeemed from the curse of the law. I break all generational curses of pride, of lust, of perversion, of rebellion, of witchcraft, idolatry, poverty, rejection, fear, confusion, addiction, death, and destruction. In the name of Jesus, I command all generational spirits came into my life during conception, in the womb, in the birth canal, and through the umbilical cord to come out now in Jesus' name. I break all spoken curses and negative words that I have spoken over my life in the name of Jesus. I break all spoken curses and negative words spoken over my life by others, including those in authority. In the name of Jesus, I command all ancestral spirits of Freemasonry, idolatry, witchcraft, false religion, polygamy, lust, and perversion to come out of my life now in the name of Jesus. I command all hereditary spirits of lust, rejection, fear, sickness, infirmity, disease, anger, hatred, confusion, failure, and poverty to come out of my life now in the name of Jesus. I break the legal rights of all generational spirits operating behind a curse. In the name of Jesus, you have no legal right to operate in my life. I bind and rebuke all familiar spirits and spirit guides that will try to operate in my life from my ancestors. In the name of Jesus, I renounce all false beliefs and philosophies inherited by my ancestors. In the name of Jesus, I break all curses on my finances from my ancestors that cheated or mishandled money. In the name of Jesus, I break all curses of sickness and disease and command all inherited sickness to leave my body now. In the name of Jesus, through Jesus, my family is blessed. I renounce all pride inherited from my ancestors. In the name of Jesus, if you're just signing in, jump in with us. We're breaking the curses. What this, our 10-day fasting has given us liberty and privilege to open the door to freedom. You got to open your mouth and say something. We've already gained the right. Glory be to God, especially solidified from our 10 days of fasting and consecration. It's time to declare war. Glory be to God. I renounce all pride inherited from my ancestors in the name of Jesus. I break all oaths, vows, and pacts made with the devil by my ancestors in the name of Jesus. I break all curses by agents of Satan spoken against my life in secret in the name of Jesus. I break all written curses that would affect my life in the name of Jesus. I break every time released curse that would activate in my life as I grow older. In the name of Jesus, I break every curse Balaam hired against my life. In the name of Jesus, Lord, turn every curse spoken against my life into a blessing. In Jesus' name, I break all generational rebellion that will cause me to resist the Holy Spirit. I break all curses of death spoken by people in authority in my nation, over my nation, in the name of Jesus. I break curses of death spoken against America by people from other nations, in the name of Jesus. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. If you're just signing in, we're doing our declarations. Amen. Decreeing, declaring, reestablishing. Hallelujah. We have removed those mountains that only can be removed by prayer and fasting. Still have a few more, so you're in time. Jump in.
Glory be to the living God. I break and disannul all ungodly covenants, oaths, and pledges I have made with my lips in the name of Jesus. I renounce and break all ungodly oaths made by my ancestors to idols, to demons, to false religions, or ungodly organizations in the name of Jesus. I break and disannul all covenants with death and hell made by my ancestors in the name of Jesus. Glory be to God. I don't hear you, saints. I know you're on mute, but I don't hear you in the spirit. You can't be afraid to open your mouth and say something. Jesus established a blessing through his words. His words that was already spoken. You got to touch and agree with the word. If you want it, you got to open your mouth and speak it. We are activating the blessing this morning. The blessing is in your mouth. I break and disannul all ungodly covenants made with idols or demons by my ancestors in the name of Jesus. I break and disannul all blood covenants made through sacrifice that would affect my life in the name of Jesus. I command all demons that claim any legal right to my life through covenants to come out in the name of Jesus. I break and disannul any covenant made with false gods and demons through the occult involvement and witchcraft in the name of Jesus. I break and disannul all spirit marriages that will cause incubus and succubus demons to attack my life in the name of Jesus. I break and disannul any marriage to any demon that will affect my life in the name of Jesus. I break all agreements with hell in the name of Jesus. I have a covenant with God through the blood of Jesus Christ. I am joined to the Lord, and I am one spirit with him. I break all ungodly covenants and renew my covenant to God through the body and blood of Jesus. I divorce myself from any demon that would claim my life through any ancestral covenant in the name of Jesus. I bind and cast out any family demon that would follow my life through ancestral covenant in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Oh, glory be to God. Oh, my God, my God. This is what we're talking about right here, saints. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Before we give the benediction, amen, hallelujah, I have one more section of confessions I'd like for you to repeat with me. Speak with violence. speak with authority. Act like you believe, even if you don't. Keep speaking it until you do. Hallelujah. Now we want to release the blessing. Beloved, we have to activate the blessing. We taught you last week, the blessing of God is not automatic. We showed it to you through the scriptures. Just because God wants you to have it, that's not enough for you to get it. You have to activate it. We did part one of the activation through prayer and fasting. Still not going to get it until you open your mouth and say something. Till you open your mouth and activate it. Till you open your mouth and decree and declare and touch and agree with the Holy Spirit. So we're going to close with this section right here. Repeat after me. Lord, bless me and keep me. Make your face to shine upon me. And be gracious unto me. Lord, lift up your countenance upon me and give me peace. Make me as Ephraim and Manasseh. Let me be satisfied with favor and filled with your blessing. Lord, command your blessing upon my life. Give me revelation and let me be blessed. I am the seed of Abraham through Jesus Christ. And I receive the blessing of Abraham. Lord, in blessing, thank you for blessing me. And in multiplying, thank you for multiplying me as the stars of heaven. And as the sand of the seashore. Let your showers of blessings be upon my life. Turn every curse sent my way into a blessing. Let your blessing make me rich. Let all nations call me blessed. Let all generations call me blessed. I am a son of the blessed. I am a daughter of the blessed. I live in the kingdom of the blessed. My sins are forgiven, and I am blessed. Lord, you daily load me with benefits. I am chosen by God and I am blessed. My seed is blessed. Let me inherit the land. I am a part of a holy nation and I am blessed. Lord, bless my latter end more than my beginning. Lord, let your presence bless my life. I drink the cup of blessing. Lord, bless me and cause your face to shine upon me, that your way may be known upon the earth. And your saving health among all nations. Let my land yield increase. And let the ends of the earth fear you. I know you favor me. Because my enemies do not triumph over me. Lord, be favorable unto my land. Lord, grant me life and favor. In your favor, Lord, make my mountain stand strong. Lord, I entreat your favor. Let your favor cause my horn to be exalted. Lord, this is my set time for favor. Remember me, O Lord, with the favor that you bring unto your children, and visit me with your salvation. Lord, I entreat your favor with my whole heart. Let your favor be upon my life as a cloud of the latter rain. Let your beauty be upon my life, and let me be well favored. I am highly favored. Lord, thank you for letting me receive extraordinary favor. In Jesus' name, hallelujah, we decree these things. Hallelujah, in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Hallelujah, it is so. It is so. It is so. Hallelujah, it is so. Hallelujah. Beloved, we bind every spirit of retaliation. We just activated the blessing. Hallelujah, we just removed the curse. We just remove those stubborn mountains that only come through prayer and fasting. We just decreed a thing and established it. But we had the backup of the Holy Ghost and the backup of one another. Hallelujah, in the name of Jesus Christ. Now we will expect to receive. We will praise him until it shows up. Oh, glory be to God. We will praise him if it don't show up. Hallelujah. But we can expect it to happen. Hallelujah. It is so. The sacrifice has already been made. This ministry, amen, glory be to God, sowed a seed, a sacrificial ministry, in behalf of the ministry and the ministry partners. We're not waiting for you to give. Glory be to God, we gave. We always give. Because we realize that the sacrificial seed is necessary. Hallelujah, to release the blessing. Because the blessing comes from the top down. The blessing always comes from the top down. That's why it's important who you're sitting under. Oh, glory be to God. Important who you're eating from. Important who you're hearing from. Hallelujah. In Jesus' name. We decree it. We declare it. It's a done deal. In Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We can wrap up our week on that note. Hallelujah. We want to thank God, amen, for a wonderful week this week. Amen. The time of fasting, the time of prayer, consecration. Amen. Glory be to God. The extra time we put in. Amen. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. The new level. Amen. That we're going to maintain. We're not going to come down. We're going to hold fast and rock steady. Amen. We want to thank God. We want to thank God. Amen. For our praise party on last night. We want to thank God for all the ministry partners serving as prayer warriors. Amen. Glory be to God. All of you on the backup team, those of you who come, who sing, who read, amen, whatever you do. Amen. Thank God for all the prayer requests, privately, publicly, in the name of Jesus. Thank God. Thank God for your financial donations, tithes, offerings. Amen. In the name of Jesus. We thank God. Amen. And we thank God today. Amen. That the blessing has been activated because it was always in our mouths. God was just waiting for our hearts and our mouths to come into agreement. He was just waiting for us through prayer and through fasting. We bring our mind, we bring our heart, and we bring our mouths in agreement. Then watch out. Watch out. Then when we open our mouth and release it, as we did on this morning, amen, hallelujah, then it is a done deal. Amen. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. So if you, amen, glory be to God. If you're called in late, amen, if you're a little groggy, amen, glory be to God. If you missed it, if you didn't participate, amen, I will encourage you this morning. Amen. Hallelujah. To get a copy of the replay. Hallelujah. Get a copy. Amen. Hallelujah. And do it. And do it. Amen. Hallelujah. And then, hallelujah, continue to bless them. Continue to praise them. Beloved, this is the set time. This is the set time. Amen. In Jesus' name. Father God, we thank you. Amen. For the service today. Father God, hallelujah. We give your name the praise. We give your name the glory. We give your name the honor. Father God, we decree and we declare. Ooh, my God. And we have earned the right through faith. We have earned the right, Father God, through the sacrifices of fasting. We have earned the right, Father God. Hallelujah. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Beloved, and when you repeat it, amen, anything else the Holy Spirit give you, amen, hallelujah, open your mouth. Now, don't be afraid. Open your mouth. Amen. In Jesus' name. Father God, thank you for the snow. Thank you for the weather. Thank you for the rain. Thank you for light. Thank you for health. Thank you for strength. Thank you for victory. Thank you for the manifestation. Thank you for the glorification. Father God, we thank you. We thank you over and over and over again. Thank you for our brothers and sisters who have carried our burdens. They have carried our burdens, Father God. Some of us, hallelujah, was too weak to fast. Some of us didn't even think about fasting. Oh, hallelujah, Father God. Some of us pretended we fast. Some of us wasn't interested. But we still had some burdens. Father God, that the brothers and sisters who did fast carried our burdens. Because we're all one part of one ministry. Father God, they carried our burdens for us this time go round. Father God, we know that there's going to come a time when we're going to carry somebody else's. Oh, Father God, in the name of Jesus Christ, and we thank you for them. We thank you for them, Father. We can't, Father God, we can't say it's okay. We can't say it's okay. Glory be to God. We can't act like the ones who put the fasting time in didn't do nothing. Because they did. They carried us through the last 10 days. We blessed them. We bless them, Father God. Those who didn't cheat. Those who didn't compromise. Those who didn't make no excuses. Father God, in the name of Jesus. And we thank you for these men and we thank you for these women. Because not only did they carry their own burdens, they really carried ours, Father. Because we cheated. Whatever the reason was, we just wasn't there. So, Father God, we thank you for them. For you tell us, Father God, to bear ye one another's burdens. But then, Father God, you turned around and said, carry your own burdens, Father God. Father God, we just want to say thank you. We want to say thank you. We want to say thank you for those in the forefront, Father, in the name of Jesus. Now the walls have come down. The walls have come down. We thank you, Father God, that we're in the right group of people. That even when we get lazy, Father, even though we're not where we need to be, we have, Father God, our brothers and sisters who's in the forefront for us, fighting for us and helping us. We thank you for them. Now the walls have come down, and we're all crossing over. Thank you, Father. Thank you. Father God, in the name of Jesus. Father God, some people pray and they say, Father God, bless everybody. When we receive an offering, we say, bless the person who made the sacrifice and gave the offering and bless the person who was stingy and didn't give the offering. But God, that don't make sense. Because why would a person even give? if the blessing is still going to be released on them. It's not fair, Father. And it's not even scriptural. We pray, Father God, that those, amen, who haven't given will never come to you again empty. That they will always keep something for you, Father. Now, Father God, in the name of Jesus Christ, hallelujah, we want to, amen, thank you for your grace and your mercies, but we want to release a special blessing. For a special blessing for those who put the 10 days in, Father. God, we want to release a special blessing for those who did not compromise, those who made no excuses, those who was obedient to you, Father, only because they believe that you live in me. They honor me. They respect me, Father God, as the leader of this ministry, and they was obedient to you only because they believe that you live in me, Father God. They wasn't glorifying me. They was glorifying you. And they had enough faith to do it, Father God. Father God, we would be remiss to close this week, God, and not release a special blessing on these individuals. They carried the weight for those who got weak. They carried the weight for those who needed to take their medicine. They carried the weight for those who really didn't care. They just wanted to be in the circle. Whatever the reason is, Father God, they carried them. Father God, you reward obedience. You reward the sacrifice. You see the secret place. As Minister Erica ministered to us for the last 2 days. And now we release it. We release it right now. And they will testify. And they will testify. And we all will be better because of it. We came short this time, but we ain't coming short the next time. We ain't coming short, Father. Somebody carried us this time, if we be honest. But we decree and we declare that we're going to carry somebody else the next time. And we say thank you and we bless you. Now, Father God, we bind absolutely every spirit of retaliation. Give us a good day. If we have to go out today, help us not to be in the right place at the wrong time. Help us to be careful out there with the ice, the snow, the rain, the sleet. Father God, in the name of Jesus Christ. Father, we ask that you would cancel bad news, tears, and sorrow. No plague will come nigh our dwelling. Father God, we expect to receive. We are in great anticipation. We are making room for the blessing because it's already here. Oh, this will be the season. Father God, we're no longer talking about it. We are about it because you have brought it into fruition. Thank you. We bind absolutely every spirit of retaliation in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost. We disapprove, nullify, dismantle, cancel, and forcefully oppose any satanic operations, maneuvers, manipulations, subversions, strategies, tactics, plots, plans, and ploys, which are designed to hinder, prevent, frustrate, thwart, deny, or delay God's original plans and purposes from their quick, swift, and speedy manifestation, particularly in their correct time and season. And Satan is defeated, darkness is dispelled, and Jesus Christ is the King of Kings, and Jesus Christ, he is the Lord of Lords. Amen. Everybody have a lovely weekend, lovely afternoon, lovely day. Amen. The Lord's Day on tomorrow. Spread the word. If somebody's going to be snowed in, whatever. Amen. We're here on Sundays at 12 o'clock. Amen. There's also a special program Monday at 6:30. I'll be sending the announcements out to everybody. Pastor Alfreda Bradford, we have our own app. The same way you can go to the app store and download an app. Amen. Glory be to God. To different department stores and different ministries, you can now go and download your app. To Life Word Jesus Kingdom Ministries, you can download your app to Alfreda Bradford Ministries. That's one of the good news things I was holding back on you guys. It has finally come to fruition. The launch is going to take place Monday at 6:30 p.m. I will be sending you it out so you can, amen, come and celebrate with us, amen, for that hour of celebration. So starting next week, you can go straight to the App Store, download our Freedom Bradford Ministries, and there will be all type of content that we're putting there. It'll be there 24/7. You'll be getting teaching messages, preaching messages. You can get whatever we put on there. If we want to feature, amen, the entrepreneurs, amen, in this ministry, amen. If we want to feature, amen, the poets in this ministry, amen, anything we want to do is our app. It belongs to us. Whatever we want to put on there, people around the world, amen, will have access to us, amen, 24/7. Isn't that something? Look at that. Right after the fasting, I didn't even know it was going to fall out that way. I had no idea. I really almost sort of forgot about it. Beloved, this is the type of blessing that we are in God's kingdom. This is the blessing that we are in this ministry. And you ain't seen nothing yet. And you ain't seen nothing yet. And I make my boast in the Lord. Amen. God bless you. Amen. Everybody, amen. Have a beautiful, glorious, fantastic day and weekend. In Jesus' name. Love you, love you, love you.
Lord, believe it, sing.
I shall have
what I decree. Yes, I believe.
Yes, I believe.
It belongs to me.
It belongs to me.
So I'm going to whatever God has decreed to you, speak into
the atmosphere.
Lay your hands on yourself this time.
I shall have
what I decree.
What I decree.
Yes, I
believe.
I shall have
what I decree.
Yes,
I believe
it belongs to me. So I'm going to open up your mouth and speak it to
the atmosphere.
But you gotta believe it in your heart and in your spirit. Speak into the atmosphere.
Speak into the atmosphere.
Just walk around your house and begin to speak it, speak it, speak it, speak it, speak it to. Whatever it is, just speak.
Declare it.
Yes, I believe.
Yes, I believe.
It belongs to me.
It belongs to me.
So I'm going to all over the house, we
speak into the atmosphere.
Right where you are.